The Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, Rob Wills from the BSU football team with us. Senior defensive end. Football team has been off since the Minot game. What was that week off like for you guys, Rob?
Well, it was nice. I mean, it was a week off. But when Saturday came around, my body was ready to do something physical, and I was just angry that we didn't do anything. I mean, we watched St. Cloud play Augustana, which is very helpful. Never had a week off before, so technically I didn't know what to do. But we watched the film. We saw what Augie looks like this year. We're excited to play him, and we're just excited to get back to the game week.
Against Minot, you had 9 tackles, 4 of those for a loss. That's what any defensive front 7 guy is going to want, is those tackles for a loss. But was it almost too easy? I mean, 4 in one game is ridiculous.
Well, it just comes back to the coaching. Coach Bolte just puts his players in great positions. Coach Dunn harps on us every practice, get things right. And then when it comes game time, it's just a different attitude, different thinking, different level of play. So I'm thankful that I got all that, but it's all hard work too.
What sorts of things do you do in the off season to get ready?
This off season, I had the chance to go train down in Arizona at a place called Athletes Performance. Amazing place. I got to train with professional athletes in the NFL, top line coaches and athletic trainers, nutrition coach, and all that. A lot of running, a lot of lifting, and then focused a lot on just the position drill, on everything from getting off on the ball and finishing through tackles and stuff like that.
I understand you had to sell your car to get there. How the heck did you get back?
I was fortunate enough to get an airplane ticket.
How'd you hear about the place, and what made you say, all right, I've only got one more shot at this, I'm doing it?
Well, that was the mentality. I only have one shot. I wanted to have an amazing summer. I looked at where my uncle lives, and he lives down in Arizona. So it's like a performance institute in Arizona. I looked it up, and I popped Athletes Performance Institute. I talked to a representative. And got the ball rolling, and then everything started coming in place. Help from family members and loved ones and stuff like that, money-wise, and it all just came into place so naturally. I was like, okay, this is for me. It's meant to be.
Augustana is a team that certainly put up a whole bunch of yards last week against St. Cloud. They got one wide receiver that almost had 200 yards in receiving last week in one game. That tells me one thing. You guys got to get to the quarterback before that can happen. How do you do it this week?
Oh, yes, sir. This week, we're definitely keying on that front 5 that they have. We have a lot of different packages that we put in, a lot of different calls that we've never ran before. Luckily, we had 2 weeks to run them. Unfortunately, St. Cloud runs kind of like the same stuff we do. But we still have stuff they haven't seen. We're definitely more physical this year than we were in the past years. So it's going to come down to who wants it more. More physical, flying around, gangrene defense.
Everybody hears gangrene defense. I'm sure it means something different, a little bit different anyway, for everybody that talks about it. But what's that mean to you?
It's gangrene defense. When you say that, I feel pride. I feel, when I say gangrene defense, I feel 11 guys in a group willing to do anything that it takes to stop the run, stop the pass, give everything they've got till that final whistle blows.
I don't remember the exact numbers against Minot, but it was somewhere along the lines of 3 or 4 first downs that they got and somewhere around 10 yards of rushing. That doesn't happen every day, but that's your goal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a goal. Every week is to hold them to 0 rushing yards. If they get 10 or if they get negative rushing yards, that's even better. That just means we're doing our job up front. We're stopping the run. We're forcing them to pass, which we love because we have a 3-4 defense, and our linebackers are able to come off the edge or come inside and twist and all that. So we definitely pride ourselves in stopping the run, and that's what we're looking to do this week. They have a good running back. Their quarterback is shifty also. They run Rockets and Blazers and stuff like that. So it's gonna be definitely, it comes down to who wants it more, and who's gonna make the right reads and who's gonna wrap up and make the actual tackle.
Had you ever played a 3-4 before you got here?
No, I never. In high school, we were a 4-3. Came up here, 3-4. Totally different system. A lot more responsibility. You have to be on your toes more. You have to think faster. As soon as the ball snaps, you got to look at your key and see what he's doing. Within that first second, you pretty much figure out what they're doing, and then you have to play physical and get to the ball.
For the casual football fan, they may say, "Well, what the heck's the big difference? There's still seven guys up there in the front two layers.
Yeah.
How can it be that much different?"
It's extremely different. When you have a 4-3 defense, the defensive ends usually stay off the edge. They contain. When a 3-4, sometimes you have to come up with that fourth D lineman. So you're stunting inside. You're crashing inside. You're looping around, and linebackers going inside. Your nose is going left or right. Our D line, we're constantly moving. It's kind of rare that I have a 3D down lineman and we're going straight ahead. We're always twisting, we're always moving, stemming left to right, crashing, all that stuff. So it's definitely different, and when you key on it, you'll see that every time the D linemen are doing something.
How much of a big smile on the face of all you defensive players do you guys get when that Zorro package gets called from the sideline?
Oh, we get a big smile on our face because not a whole lot of defenses use it. I don't think I've seen a college team use it other than us. So it's a lot of fun bouncing around. Linemen don't know who's coming, which way, when they're coming. They just know that there's a whole lot of people bouncing around and nobody's set on the line, so they can't really key on one guy. But we definitely get excited because we know it's going to happen. And we get excited.
Your home would be on the right end. How far away from home have you gotten in that Zorro package?
I have no idea.
Have you ever ended up on the other side of what would be the nose guard?
Sometimes. I mean, that's another part of the stunt that we do. We crisscross and stuff like that. But unwillingly cross the nose, maybe sometimes.
Good luck this weekend.
Hey, thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.